an appointment, sir.
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Well, just one moment. Dr. Slumber, Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell her it's Dana Dane.
Thank you.
Well, I walked into the office. What did I see? A well-shaped body with a vibe to me, sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wanted to reveal her face till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Nightmares, they're right. Just your imagination, our reality. Just keep telling yourself that they're make-believe. She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once, so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of frames with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was hawking, dudes, they was talking, so the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should've seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slacks, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had to hold her back. Word up, Doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on me, breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. The girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, though I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I stepped real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down this nasty.